Thanks for tuning in. This is Candace Pritz, Community Relations with Veritas Christian Academy. We've aimed to have a podcast each week since we started the Voices of Veritas podcast this year, because we know that consistency is key to building an audience. We will be having more audience participation with future podcasts. We're even toying with the idea of having a few live podcasts. Let's tune in to hear more from Dr. Woods on what to expect to hear in the 2019-2020 school year.
Thanks, Candace. I will say of the many very exciting new things that happened at Veritas this year, and there were a lot of things, and we even covered some of those in different podcasts, the fact that we have a podcast is pretty unique. Not a lot of classical Christian schools have their own essentially weekly podcast, where for anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes, we feature an aspect of our school or an area of our learning here at Veritas that we want our parents and our students, our constituents, to be more informed about. We do desire that our podcasts are engaging, they're informative, and one of the key themes that we have emphasized all year long, whether it was about academics or athletics, whether it was within the grammar or logic or rhetoric school, we have tried to exalt the good, the true, and the beautiful. If there is a theme or a thread that sets us apart from all other kinds of education within a classical Christian school, it is the exaltation of the good, the true, and the beautiful. And so I'm very encouraged about what we've done with our podcast and excited about talking about some of the things that we will be doing similar to what we did this year, but some of the things that'll be very different next year with our Voices of Veritas. One of the things that I do want us to drill a little bit deeper on, this past year, for example, I know we had a podcast specifically on each of the three schools, what is recognized as the Trivium. And so the Trivium here is divided up within our schools. And even though the grammar, the logic, and the rhetoric school are separate, in other ways, they are uniquely intertwined. And the various skills and the learning sets that go along with the grammar, the logic, and the rhetoric school are present in each of the three schools. But next year, we're going to drill a little bit deeper into what really happens on the grammar level of education within a classical Christian school. What are we trying to do with logic? Why do we want our students to think logically? And then we're going to explore even further the value of learning rhetoric and what it looks like, whether it be in our literature class or in our rhetoric courses. And this will involve students and teachers next year. So we're not going to just have, we'll have the principals, but we'll also have some teachers who teach in these schools, but also students, all the way from our little grammar school students to some of our logic and rhetoric school students. We're also going to do another unique feature of school within a school. We'll continue to lift up our athletics here at Veritas. We'll have a unique podcast on each of the different sports that are present, whether it's soccer or basketball, wrestling, cross country, volleyball. One thing that'll be different next year is we'll bring in our athletic director, our athletes, different coaches, and different parents. And we'll explore how being a part of these sports is a large part of what it means to be a Veritas warrior. Obviously, with some of the amazing successes and performances Veritas Theater has had over the last several years, we're going to certainly want to do a special podcast or two on Veritas Theater and what they'll be doing next year. One thing that's different here, and one of those kind of lesser known differences, but whether it's the chess club or the string club, we want our parents knowing the extraordinary successes that our chess club and our string club is having here at Veritas. And we'll be doing that by getting a little window into chess and the strings when they're learning their instruments, and have the students and their teachers will be sharing in a podcast.
That's wonderful. So as a Christian classical school, how will we explore our distinctives?
Beyond the drilling a little deeper with the grammar, logic, and rhetoric school and exploring some of the athletics and the other clubs that we have here, mm-hmm. and our desire of expanding all of those, mm-hmm. we will talk about some of the key figures and key books in the history of classical Christian education. So we'll do a 30-minute podcast on, say, Charlotte Mason's book, A Philosophy of Education. Now, that may sound heavy and it may sound deep or a little boring, but the truth is Charlotte Mason has had a tremendous influence on classical Christian schools, especially on the way in which she stressed getting children involved within the learning process. We'll also take a peek at Mortimer Adler's classic, The Paideia Proposal, David Hicks' Norms and Nobility, James Taylor's Poetic Knowledge, a particular book that even Ken Myers, who was our Renaissance speaker mm-hmm. last year, he says one of the most important books written in the last 100 years that every Christian who cares about education should be aware of is C.S. Lewis's The Abolition of Man. And so we'll be talking about that short but extremely important book where Lewis lays out what education should look like and what's going to happen to education if it turns away from the classical roots and from the Christian religion. Mm-hmm. And then we'll spend a little more time, too, with a recent book of the last several decade or so is Robert Littlejohn and Charles Evans' Wisdom and Eloquence, A Christian Paradigm for Classical Learning. It's in that book where they say that students, the main objective of classical Christian education is the cultivation of wisdom and eloquence, the ability to think wisely and the ability to articulate oneself, whether it be verbally or in writing.
Mm-hmm. And we'll also be doing some series, isn't that correct?
Yes, I think one of the most unique series we have proposed, and this will involve students, faculty, staff, teachers, anyone that wants to be a part of the conversation. We will look at, I'll give you an example, say Homer's Iliad and Odyssey. We'll talk about why we read those works at Veritas Christian Academy, why it is other schools are no longer reading those works, why these works are important, and how it is by understanding the Iliad and the Odyssey, we understand a good bit about human nature, we understand a lot about human civilization, and it gives us a good window into ourselves. And so it's an extraordinary couple epic poems. So we won't be discussing the whole work. We'll give some general information, and then we'll focus in on a unique passage or a particular moment in the Iliad and the Odyssey, and then we'll unpack it in a conversation. We'll also do the same for Augustine's Confessions, parts of Dante's Divine Comedy, and I could well imagine we're going to have a really rich conversation on C.S. Lewis's The Screwtape Letters. And then other classics. And so we want to encourage you as listeners, if you have ideas or suggestions, maybe works you've always wanted to hear about that, and you've thought, maybe I should read that. It's on my bucket list of books to read before I leave this world. Or books like that, lists like that. Give us some of those, mm-hmm. and we'll consider those. One other thing I'm very encouraged about and excited about is we're going to show how our children in the grammar school also are able to discuss works, mm-hmm. whether it's Aesop's Fables or James Thurber's The Wonderful O or Randall Jarrell's The Bat Poet or George MacDonald's At the Back of the North Wind. And I hope we'll have some podcasts. We're planning on podcasts where you will get to hear our grammar school children discussing some of these masterpieces on their level.
That will both be, I think, enlightening and precious.
It will. I agree. I think, and it's amazing over the years when I've been a part of these kinds of conversations, these kinds of sessions, frequently people will think that the children are scripted, that you know that they're actors and actresses. And it's, no, they're not. They are being who God designed them to be. They are moved by wonder. They have a genuine curiosity that God worked into their very souls. And so having these kinds of conversations, you do get to see how extraordinary their minds work at that particular level.
Absolutely. I'm excited about the how-to series that we have planned as well.
Yes, and right now the handful that we have is how to read a classic, which will be beneficial for our logic and rhetoric school students, how to prepare for standardized tests, whether it's the ACT, the SAT, or the CLT. We'll do a how-to podcast on that. We're also going to connect that to next year, our study halls in the rhetoric school will have designed, carved out times where our children, our students in the rhetoric school will be preparing for the ACT, SAT, and the CLT. So we'll be using study hall school time to help prepare them for these important standardized tests. One podcast we're looking at doing is how not to get discouraged by homework. And then we're going to do something that's uniquely classical and classical Christian, is we're going to do a podcast on how to make friends and how to be a friend. And it may surprise our listeners to find out that friendship is at the heart and soul of character and moral formation in classical Christian education. And so we're asking our listeners to help us to grow this list also. How to? What would you like to hear a how-to podcast on? So I'm excited that our podcast for next year will be building on what we've done this year. We'll be bringing in additional faculty, staff, parents, and students. And so we're excited, and we certainly always encourage input on what you would like to hear us speak about.
Yes, absolutely. We have a lot of rich content lined up for next year, and it's going to be very exciting to have different speakers come in between the parents, the teachers, staff, faculty, and of course the students. So I'm really looking forward to next year and all that we have lined up for the Voices.
Well, and I want to interject to Candace. Thank you. The truth is, you are at the forefront of doing what we're doing here, and so we're, like I said, we're unique among classical Christian schools, and having a podcast as a way of educating and informing, engaging, and hopefully edifying our families. And the truth is, you are at the forefront of producing these, and so I'm very grateful for all your hard work on this.
Well, I appreciate that. It's a lot of fun. So it's definitely a great way for the community to come together and share about what's going on at Veritas and where we're heading. So thanks for tuning in, everybody, to the Voices of Veritas podcast in our first year. And we're excited about all that is to come next year. So, again, if you have suggestions, don't hesitate. Send them to us. You can go on our website and fill out the form, or simply email them to me, cpritz@veritasnc.org. We hope you have a wonderful day.